Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Last Friday morning, Cosmo Kendrish Barnes was driving to Temuka to record a story for Country Life. Along the way, he stopped in at the Ashburton A&P show. Inside the gates, volunteer staff were zooming around on side-by-sides. The first few visitors were checking out high-tech ag machinery, and farmers were mingling as the first equestrian events got underway. In the middle of it all was a proud man with a big smile.
My name's Victor Shakur, and I'm the president of the Ashburton A&P Association, and we're here at the Ashburton Showgrounds.
Tell me a bit about the show here. How long has it been going?
Well, this is the 146th show, so 1877. I wasn't quite around in those days, but I've been going to shows for 40-odd years, I suppose.
What's your background in the industry?
Well, I'm off a farm at Mount Summers, family farm. As a 17-year-old, I joined Wrights and NMA, and I'm still there 48, 49 years later with PGG Wrights and as a stock agent.
What kind of work is involved with being, you know, the president of this show?
Well, not a lot. It's just, it all revolves around the people around you. But no, it's, I say that in jest. A lot of it's chairing the meetings and just coordinating with a lot of people. Chris does a lot of that work too. He's our event manager. But everyone just pulls together. And like, we're just outside the HIP pavilion here. And you walk in there, there's about 40 or 50 ladies all with badges on and all helping, which is great to see.
And how nice to have COVID out the way.
Definitely. Like, we had 2 years of no shows, no public shows. We had shows of a difference, show with a difference. And it worked okay, but we miss the people and the people are our income.
So how do you become president? Do you get a tap on your shoulder?
Basically. I'd been involved with the AMP for 40-odd years just in the cattle section. In 2017, I thought, I'll come along to the AGM. And I think people had me lined me up right from there, because we do struggle with people moving through the ranks. But we got the next 6 years covered, so that's good. We've got a senior vice, junior vice, and someone else that wants to come in behind, so that's really good.
And it's all started today. What sort of things are happening?
Well, today is, there's a lot of judging done today. The horses started at 8 o'clock this morning. We've got the dog trials, which are going up in the top corner. They started yesterday due to the large number of entries, and that's going to revolve around the Trans-Tasman test, Australia versus New Zealand, on the main oval later on this afternoon, and finals tomorrow afternoon. Dog trialing has become very popular, and there's a lot of people competing in it, and it's good to watch, just the man and his dog.
There are a lot of stalls here.
There's a lot of stalls here, mainly trade sites, but we've got a craft area plus food stalls. We struggle a bit sometimes with numbers, but we're competing with other events, fates and that around the country. But it's pretty good. All the food stalls are accommodated for and in full.
How important is this show for the local community?
Well, that's a wee bit personal, but I think it's very important. It's the rural urban connect. It's not everyone's cup of tea, but you just look out here what you see. There's all the stalls. They like to see people, their clients coming in, generating a bit of business, and we've got a theme which it revolves through the show. The theme this year is Let's Create a Buzz, Bees, Bugs and Butterflies.
And you've got Rude the Bug Man
coming.
Yes,
we have. He comes tomorrow. He's having shows in the President's Hive, which is just over here. Yeah, quite excited to meet him. He's a bit of a hard case, energetic, enthusiastic.
Why have you chosen that theme this year?
Well, I didn't choose it. My sister did. But I was going to go with something basic like e-farming or something, but she came up with this Bees, Bugs and Butterflies, so it took me a while to get my head around it. But I can see where she's coming from, so it's covering the local gardener through to the cropping farmer and everything in between, and it revolves around the good bugs and bad bugs.
And that's a topic that will get children into the tent as well?
Well, we're trying to. My sister Julia, she's done a lot of work. She's got a wee questionnaire of fact-finding around the showgrounds, how many litres of milk is produced in Mid-Canterbury, how many whatevers, you know. She's got it all organised. Yes. It's to get people involved too.
And the weather's coming right?
Slowly. It was bitterly cold this morning, I can tell you that. But as I tell everyone, it can only get better.
How many people are you hoping to get through the doors today?
Well, today is probably limited. There's a lot of school kids and a few farmers. They're big days tomorrow. Mm. Do we get 4,000 or 5,000, Chris? Something like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, Chris, what's your role here?
So I'm the show events convener, so I look after all the sort of logistics of the show and the trade area and entertainment and food and all that sort of stuff. So we've got a team of us that come here and help out, and we've been here since Monday afternoon helping set up and put all the stuff out. It's quite amazing how it all comes together. And then we've got our carnival on tonight, so first time we're opening up the sideshows from 5 till 9. So we just want to try and see how it goes and hopefully make it a regular thing. And there's a couple of food vans going to be there. And in the future, if it sort of works out, the hope is that we can grow it and we'll have a band and do all that on the Friday night. So it's just something else that we can offer the Mid-Canterbury community.
That's a great idea, because you might be able to attract some teenagers who might not come in the day.
Yep, and then hopefully they might decide, oh, well, you know, I really enjoyed it, I want to come back on Saturday, or, you know, the kids will come along on Friday night and they'll really enjoy it and they'll nag mum and dad that they want to go again on Saturday and they'll come back on Saturday. So, we're quite excited by it.
Yes, and what do you do when you're not helping out here at the show?
So I'm actually a builder, so I go back to building. So this is quite a nice change from building, and it's a different group of people to talk to, and I've sort of come from parents were farmers and my father was a president of the show, and I just enjoy talking to farmers and all that, so it's really good.
Yes, and Chris, is it a challenge getting people to volunteer nowadays?
It can be, but I don't know, I think the sort of farming community has been brought up and know that for things to happen you've got to volunteer and help in and dig in and help out. So I think we're quite lucky from that point of view, and we've had quite a few new members onto the committee and onto the organisation helping us, so yeah, it's really good.
Mm. And Victor, I guess you'll be spending the day shaking hands, chatting to people, seeing people you haven't seen for a while.
That's right, and that's where I see the show is too, is a connect with people just coming to the show and having a yarn and get off the farm.
What's your favourite part of the show?
Well, I enjoy the shearing. I always enjoy the physical work, but the skill that goes with it. Mm. But, I mean, all aspects I enjoy. Shearing, you could say, is favourite. We got calves tomorrow. That's always reasonably popular. Dog trials is good to watch for a while. The horses, you know, everything.
I'm Ben Stock. I'm Vice President. I'm following Victor for the next show.
Are you a local farmer?
Yeah, we're just farming about half an hour out of town, and we're dairy farming down there, and so it's a new district for us. I have moved from another district to get here, and it's a good way of meeting a lot of new folk and getting amongst it.
Mm. How is farming going at the moment?
It's had a wee check, I suppose. The dairy side of things had a little bit of a check, and it's but look, I think it's shown a few signs of a bit of improvement, so it's great. It's good.
And what's happening this week on farm?
We're in our first week of mating, so fortunately we've got some fantastic staff who can hold the front when I'm not there. And first week of mating, so cycling cows, tail paint, and then hopefully a few pregnant cows.
I'm Karen Tyne from Waimati, and I've come down, and this morning I competed in the coloured ring with some big horses, and as you can see I've got miniatures. And I'm just getting ready this afternoon to compete in the miniature ring.
So how many horses in total have you come with?
Competing 3 this weekend.
And these miniatures are gorgeous. How would you describe them?
They've each got their own little personalities.
Yes.
Some people can easily confuse them with Shetlands, actually, but they're a far finer type. They're about that size, but they're a far finer type. So this guy is a stallion who hasn't been out for 6 years. I've recently got him, so he's a bit of an unknown today. And the other guy, he competed in the coloured ring this morning and picked up a few ribbons.
When you compete, what do you do?
Similar to what they're doing out here, basically round in circles. But the judge may ask for an individual show as well.
Yes. And are you from a farm?
Yes, sheep and beef and horses.
What do you love about horses?
Ah, just they've always been in my life. It's a hobby, really.
And do you compete regularly at AMP shows?
Yes. Not doing as many this year due to the cost of everything, but Ashburton is just, it's a case of I actually do Ashburton on my way north because I'll do Amberley show tomorrow.
You're on a road trip.
I do two on a wee road trip for the weekend. As a breeder, it's a way for me to get the stallions out for people to see them, to perhaps use them.
That was Karen Tyne at the Ashburton A&P show with her miniature horses. Cosmo was also talking to Ben Stock, Chris Watson, and show president Victor Shakur.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.